This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. As a relatively new disease to the Midwest, there are still many questions about the corn fungal disease, tar spot. One thing that is certain about this yield robber, however, is that it thrives when conditions are humid and with extended periods of leaf wetness. We will hear more from Mark Storr of BASF next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
Mark Storr is a BASF Technical Service representative, and he says that the wet spring and start to summer has set Iowa up for tar spot this growing season.
Environment controls disease, and typically most fungal pathogens thrive in moist conditions. The pathogens overwinter in residue. It doesn't matter if it's tar spot or gray leaf spot or northern corn leaf blight.
With many Iowa corn growers planting later this year or even replanting due to wet fields, Storr says that fields throughout the state will vary widely by their growth stage. He says the variance between early and late planted corn this year can lead to bigger yield losses with tar spot.
And so if you think about it, when the infection occurs later in the early planted corn, it has less time to damage that corn plant. Whereas the later planted corn is going to be growing a longer period of time under the duress of that disease. And so that's generally why we see later planted corn, the yield loss associated with disease could be quite dramatic and be much higher than an earlier planted population.
Storr says that he's encouraging growers to be proactive with their fungicide application this growing season.
So this year I would be very, I would entertain the thought of an earlier application than normal. We see significant yield benefits when we apply an application of a product like Pyraxor, for example, from that V5 to V10 stage.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.